So we're very happy to accept you as our duly initiated disciple.
那很高兴能够接受你为我门徒。
And as you have made your promise to your spiritual master, which you will keep, and spiritual master is also making promise to disciple on the day of initiation.
那在你向灵应导师发誓的时候，灵应导师实际上在这个启迪的时刻，也就是发了誓了。
And that is that we will do our very best to take you to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada.
也就是说，我们会尽我们最大的能力，把你带到圣帕帕的莲花足下。
By having the shelter of Srila Prabhupada, we have the shelter of the entire disciplic succession.
通过得到这个圣帕帕德的庇护，我们得到整个师徒传承的庇护。
As well as the Lord.In this age, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
至于在这个年代的至尊主的化身圣 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
who is the combined form of Radha and Krishna.
他实际上是 Radha 和 Krishna 的综合的一个化身。
And our hope, let us say our prayer, better than a hope is a prayer.
那当然了，让我们来说祈祷，因为祈祷比这个希望更好。
Is that within a very short time you can return?Back to the spiritual world.
我们希望，我们祈祷你在很短的时间里能够回到灵性世界。
For Gaudiya Vaishnavas, that means Goloka Vrindavan.
那对于这个Gaudiya Vaishnava 的奉献者呢，他们的目标是 Goloka Vrindavan.
The spiritual world is very vast.
灵性世界非常的浩瀚。
It's composed of unlimited spiritual planets.
它里面有无数的灵性的星球。
With the various expansions of the Lord, Vishnu expansions of the Lord, live with their devotees.
在无数的星球上有主的无数的 Vishnu 的化身以及他们的奉献者住在那些星球上。
But topmost planet is Goloka Vrindavan.
但是最高的星球是 Goloka Vrindavan.
And that is our goal.
这个是我们的目标。
Other than Goloka, Prabhupada said, Vaikuntha is the official kingdom of God.
那么对。除了这个 Goloka Vrindavan 啪啪的说，整个的 Vaikuntha 是我们的一个官方的一个王国。
The devotees serve the Lord in the mood of on reverence.
在其他的那些个灵性的星球上，奉献者们都是怀着敬仰的这种心去侍奉至尊主。
By the mercy of our acharyas, we have knowledge of Goloka Vrindavan, where the Lord engages in very sweet, intimate.And loving pastimes with his devotees.
我们前辈的灵性导师给我们的知识，让我们知道我们在 Goloka Vrindavan 上可以和至尊主有着非常亲密、甜美、美的爱的交流。
Lord Chaitanya said when he was present here on this planet 500 years ago that of all worshipable places.Vrindavan is the most important.
主 Chaitanya 500年前降临到这个地球上的时候，他就说，所有的值得崇拜的地方当中 ，Vrindavan 是最值得崇拜的地方。
And of all devotees of the Lord, the gopis of Vrindavan are the best.
那么在至尊主所有的奉献者当中 ，Vrindavan 的牧牛姑娘是最优秀的奉献者。
And we're following in their footsteps, even in the process of Sadan Bhakti.
那我们追随他们的 脚步甚至 Bhakti
Sadhana Bhakti
Sadhana Bhakti 甚至在 Sadhana Bhakti 的过程当中
We're doing the same things that the residents of Goloka Vrindavan do in the spiritual world
我们实际上也在做这个Goloka Vrindavan 的居民所做的事情
It's just that they are doing those activities inFull Krishna consciousness, and we're doing it in partial Krishna consciousness.
唯一的区别就是他们是满怀 Krishna 意识所从事所有那些活动，而我们只是部分的 Krishna 意识在从事那些活动。
So practice makes perfect.
那当然了，练习让我们变得越来越完美。
If we follow in the footsteps of the Vrindavan devotees, the Brajbasis, under the very strict guidance of our spiritual master.We have a chance by their mercy to go back home to Goloka Vrindavan.
那如果我们在我们灵性导师的指导下，能够严格的就是追随Brajabasi Vrindavan 的居民们的那个步伐，以他们为榜样，我们很快就会回到灵性。
That is our goal.
那个就是我们的目标。
That's evident by the mantra we chant.
那这个我们所吟唱的 mantra 本身就提供了这样的证据。
The mantra you chant, or let us say the name.Of God that you chant takes you eventually into the association and service of that Lord.
那么我们所吟诵吟唱的 mantra 实际上就是说至尊主的那个圣名，他就把我们带到跟至尊主本人联谊和侍奉他的一种境界。
So we want to go to Krishna Loka.
所以我们要去 Krishna Loka.
So we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. 我们要去 Krishna Loka, 因此我们唱念的是 Hare Krishna Mantra.
We offer our respects to all the incarnations of the Lord.
我们向至尊主所有的化身致以敬意。
But we hope that through the process of devotional service as given by Srila Prabhupada and Lord and Rupa Goswami, we can go to Vrindavan.
但是呢，我们希望能够遵循圣帕布帕德以及 Rupa Goswami 给我们指出的这个所有的奉爱的程序，我们能够回到 Goloka Vrindavan.
In his Manashiksha,Raghunath Das Goswami gives a little warning that we should not become too attracted to the deities of Vaikuntha.
那那个 Raghunath Das
Goswami
他就说我们不应该对那个 Vaikuntha 的那个神像太依恋了。
He himself was a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya.
他是主 Chaitanya 的非常了不起的奉献者。
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anga, who was the combined form of Radha and Krishna.
他实际上是 Radha Krishna 的那个综合体。
And only by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya can we understand these blissful pastimes of Radha and Krishna.
所以呢，只有凭借主 Chaitanya 的仁慈，我们才能够理解 Radha Krishna 的这种娱乐活动。
And so that you'll always remember the param gati, you'll always remember the goal of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. We're going to give you a name of Radha and Krishna.
所以呢，那个为了让你能够一直的，就是记住这个我们 Gaudiya Vaishnava 的这个目标的话，所以我给你这个 Radha Krishna 的这些名字。
Most important, we're giving you the name of Krishna today in the form of the Hare Krishna mantra.
那我最重要的是以这个 Hare Krishna mantra 的形式给你那个 Krishna 的名字。
And as Govinda Maharaj said today, and he often says, this name should be chanted very carefully, very attentively.
就像 Govinda Maharaj 今天说的似的，我们要念主的这个圣名，要念得非常的小心，非常的专注。
Prabodhananda Saraswati in his Chaitanya Chandamrita, he described how Lord Chaitanya chanted Hare Krishna on a knotted string around his waist. He chanted on each of the knots, the string around his waist.
Which name the author?
Prabodhananda Saraswati.
Prabodhananda Saraswati, 在他的 scripture name, sorry.
Chaitanya Chandamrita.
Chaitanya Chandamrita 里面就说了，那个一个灵性导师，他是用一个绳子缠在这个腰上，然后那绳子上有很多的结，他就一个一个的这样念主的圣名。
Very carefully he chanted on the knotted string.
那他呢，就是非常小心翼翼的在他的这个结上念。
And Sri Rupa Goswami describes in Padyavali that just as a person who makes money, a businessman, very carefully counts each of his jewels or his coins every day, a devotee very carefully counts the number of names.Of Krishna that he chants every day.
那所以呢，那个 Rupa Goswami 在他的 Padyavali 那个著作里就说了，就像那个生意人很小心翼翼的在数他的每一个硬币以及那些个珠宝一样，奉献者非常小心翼翼的在念在数至尊主的圣名。
At the end of the day, a businessman, he takes the coins or the jewels, whatever, barter, and he piles it in a very one, two. He takes great pleasure in counting. He's not thinking, oh, this is a burden to count the money. No, he's thinking this is a pleasure to count the money. So we don't think it's a burden to chant on our beads or count our rounds every day. It's the greatest pleasure. And just like a businessman is never satisfied with the pile of money he has, a devotee is never satisfied at the end of the day, no matter how many names of Krishna that he's chanted. He's always thinking, if only I could do more. So he drifts off to sleep. Phew, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna.
所以呢，那个就像生意人， 他在数他的钱，在数他的珠宝的时候，他不是感觉到哦，这个是一种负担，他是很开心的在数他的每一分钱一样。我们奉献者也一样，我们在念Krishna 的圣名的时候是非常开心的，非常珍惜的，在念 Krishna 的名字，在数这个圣名，直到他一整天他都不会觉得心满意足，他就一直念念念，念到他最后入睡为止。
If we could, we would simply sit and chant all day long. Kirtaniyat Sadahari. We would like to do, but we are so restless because of our material desires.
那如果可以的话，实际上我们可以一整天的坐在那个地方，不断的吟诵吟唱。但是因为我们有那么多的物质的欲望，因此总是心中焦躁不安，不能做到这一点。
One time, one of my god sisters, Malati Dasi, she was sick with typhoid fever, and she was in the hospital in Bombay, India.
那有一次呢，我的神姐妹马拉提她生病了，她有那个就是高烧，发高烧，因此她在孟买的那个医院里头住院。
This was in the early days, in the early 70s.
这个是基本上70年代的时候的事情。
So Prabhupada was so kind that he went to the hospital to visit her.
那圣帕帕德是那么的仁慈，居然到那个医院里头去看她去了。
And she was sitting upright in the bed, sick, but sitting up chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna.
那个时候马拉提马达吉呢就是特别的那个虚弱的状态，就坐在床上在那儿念 Hare Krishna Mantra。
So when Prabhupada came in, she paid her obeisances on the bed.
那当帕帕德进门的时候呢，他就在他的病床上向帕帕德顶礼。
And sat back up with her mala.
然后呢 what?
With her mala.
他就坐起来，就是拿着他的念珠。
And she said, Srila Prabhupada, I'm so sorry, I didn't do any service today, I just chanted all day.
然后那个马拉蒂马拉蒂就说圣帕帕的，我真的是非常的抱歉，我今天什么服务都没有做，我只是坐在这里念 Hare Krishna Mantra.
Prabhupada said, no, this chanting is service, it's the best service.
那帕帕的说，这个吟诵吟唱就是服务，而且是最好的服务。
Because you Western boys and girls are so restless, I have to create so many engagements for you, but if possible, it would be very nice if you could just sit all day and chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
他说，实际上你们西方的这些个年轻的男女们是那么的坐立不安，因此我必须要这是制定出很多的活动让你们去从事。但是如果可以的话，应该一整天的就坐在那儿吟诵吟唱这个 mantra。
Of course, we have our work of serving the holy name by spreading the glories of the holy name all over the world.
当然了，我们呢也有就是通过把这个圣名传遍全世界而需要做的有关相关的很多服务和工作。
But we should follow the instruction of Bhakti Brinda Govinda Maharaj.
但是呢，我们应该按照 Bhakti Brinda
Govinda Maharaj.
Bhakti Brinda Govinda Maharaj 给我们的教导去做。
We should be able to sit and at least chant 16 attentive rounds without moving, if possible.
我们应该至少就坐在那里面念十六圈，不动的念十六圈。
My god brother Sachinandan Swami, he gives us a little formula for good japa.
那我的神兄弟 Sachinanda Maharaj 就告诉我们要专注地念 Hare Krishna Mantra 怎么做。
He calls them the three P's, but I don't know if you can translate into Chinese.
他说是三个 P 的英文的打头的 P， 听他怎么说。
He says, pronunciation, posture, and prayer.
所以一个就是发音，一个是姿势，一个是祈祷。
Does it rhyme in Chinese?
It's not three P.
Okay. Posture means, Prabhupada said, sit properly.
那个姿势就是像帕帕说的，一定要坐正了，坐直了。
We're yogis, we're bhakti yogis, but still we align the chakras up so the energy is flowing and we can chant very nicely.
我们是瑜伽师，我们是奉爱传承的瑜伽师，但是我们还是要挺直脊背，让整个的所有的那些个轮都能够打开。
And then we pronounce the mantra properly.
然后我们应该正确的发那个 mantra 的音。
There's 32 syllables.
那一共有32个音节。
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare.
So you have to chant a little faster, but all the syllables should be there.
啊，那当然了，我们念的时候要稍微念的快一些，但是所有这些音节都一个不能少。
Because we're calling Krishna.
这个是我们在呼唤 Krishna.
If you have a telephone number and you leave even one digit out of the telephone number, your call will not go through.
啊，那就像我们打电话一样，我们只要少拨一个数字，那整个这个电话就打不出去。
Right?
Yeah.
You leave one.You can keep dialing for 100 years, but your call will never get through.
所以说只要有一个数字少拨的话，我们可以打100年的电话，打不出去这个电话。
Or if you call His Holiness Bhakti Bringa Govinda Swami Maharaj, if you say Bhakti Swami Govinda like Mataji, then maybe Govinda Maharaj is not going to talk to you.
Yeah, I know. I'm so sorry, Maharaj, today. Okay, 就像我们发 Bhakti...Bringa Govinda Swami Maharaj 一样
Key
Govinda Swami
Govinda Swami is enough OK 他说就是 Govinda Swami 就可以了那如果我们少发一个音的话 他根本就不会跟我讲话的
So when you chant Hare Krishna It's actually serious You have to chant Especially in the beginning when you're training yourself Then it becomes habitYou have to chant all the syllables. So many times I hear devotees slurring their words. So you won't. Krishna's not going to respond.
所以呢，当我们这个吟诵这个 mantra 的时候，特别是尤其是一开始，我们应该好好的训练自己，一个音一个音的都发出来。他说他有时候听到奉献者在念的时候，经常就吞掉一两个音节。那这样的话，他就想，那 Krishna 怎么会理你呢？
Of course, he's very kind. He knows our intention.
当然了 ，Krishna 是非常仁慈的，他知道我们的心态。
Recently, in New Zealand, one young child, she was maybe I don't know, 5 or 6. She couldn't say my name, Indra Yumna. She Yuma Swami. She couldn't say it, so she just called me Yummy Swami.
那个他说在那个纽西兰的时候，在新西兰的时候，有一个4-5岁的男孩发那个 Indra Yumna Swami 就发不出来，最后只能就是跟。就是发那个 Yummy Swami 就是味道很好的那个 Swami
So Krishna is very kind but we should make it we should if when you address someone you should say their name properly so and in a mood of some feeling you have to say Krishna's name
因此尽管 Krishna 非常的仁慈我们还是应该正确的念他的那个名字而且是怀着用爱心
It's not a mechanical process.
这个不是一个机械的程序。
It's based on love.
这个是以爱为基础的。
The essence of Krishna consciousness is love.
Krishna 意识的精华就是爱。
So you have to call out to Krishna with the spirit of love.
所以我们应该满怀爱心的去呼唤 Krishna.
Oh, but I don't have love yet.
那但是我们就说了，我们现在没有爱啊。
Well, you have appreciation.
但是我们至少有欣赏。
That's the beginning of love. Appreciate someone.
这种欣赏是爱某人的这个开始。
Oh, this person helped me. This person saved me. I appreciate that.
就像这个人帮助了我，这个人拯救了我，我非常的欣赏感激。
I appreciate the Vaishnavas. I appreciate my guru. I appreciate Krishna.
所以我欣赏感激 Vaishnava 奉献者，欣赏感激我的灵性导师，欣赏感激至尊主 Krishna.
And by service, then there's some.Affection develops.
那通过做奉爱服务，情感就培养出来了。
And eventually, when all the selfish desires are gone, there's pristine, pure bhakti or devotion.
那当我们的所有的自私自利的那些个动机全部被清除掉以后，那个对 Krishna 的纯粹的爱就培养出来了。
And when you chant that Shuddha Nam, where there's no material desires and there's this.Deep affection for Krishna. When you chant, then one tear will come from your eye out of emotion for Radha and Krishna. And that tear is more valuable than all the gold in the world.
那当我们没有这种物质的欲望、当我们满怀爱心的在吟诵吟唱 Krishna 的名字的时候，眼泪就会从我们的眼里涌流出来，而那个眼泪它比世上所有的金子都更加珍贵。
That's the goal of chanting.
这个就是吟诵吟唱的目标。
Not to finish my rounds.
让我来赶快的结束我的这个圈数吧。
16 is just an indication how much we need to purify the heart.
那实际上16圈只是一个标志， 我们真正需要净化我们的心，我们要做多少事情。
But if you have some lowliness, you have some greed to go back home, back to Godhead, you'll naturally chant more. I know some God brothers, they chant 64 rounds a day.
如果我们真的是特别渴望的回归灵性世界的话，那十六圈算什么呀？我知道我的一些个神兄弟甚至每天在念六十四圈。
So therefore, this chanting is our most valuable possession.
因此，这个吟诵吟唱的程序是最珍贵的一个程序。
The Goswamis, they gave up everything but a water pot because you need water to survive, and their japa mala. That's all they kept was a pot of water and their mala. Just like Govinda Maharaj, he carries a thermos all the time now, and his mala, and his phone. But that's for service.
他说那些个狗斯瓦米们把所有的一切全部都放弃了，只剩下两件事物，一个就是那个水壶，因为要喝水，另外就是一个念珠啊，就像 BB 狗斯瓦米马哈是一样，他现在每天带着他那个保暖瓶，然后还带着他的电话，带着那个。
So nothing is more valuable than your mala. That's the most valuable thing you have.
所以这个念珠是最珍贵的东西，对我们来说。
So chant with posture.Pronunciation and a feeling of gratitude or affection or love.
所以呢，我们要做到三点：第一，就是正确的坐姿；第二，就是正确的发音；第三，就是要有情感的念。
One time a guest asked Prabhupada, "What does it mean, the Maha Mantra?"
那有一次，有一个客人就问啪啪的说：“那个 Maha Mantra 的意思是什么？”
Prabhupada said, "It means my friend, my friend, my friend."
Krishna 啊，不是帕布帕德就解释说，这个 mantra 的意思就是我的朋友，我的朋友，我的朋友啊。
So with that goal in mind, we're going to give a very sweet Vrindavan name.
所以呢，现在的就是以这个为目标，我们要给你一个非常甜美的名字。
We cannot pronounce your Chinese name, but we can pronounce this very beautiful name.
啊，那我们发不了这个中国的你的那个名字的音，但是我们可以发这个梵文的这个很甜美的这个音。
So from this day forth.
所以呢，从今天开始
，Your name shall be，
你的名字应该是
Kishori Krishna Dasi。
Kishori Krishna Dasi， 哟，哈利波。
Kishori Krishna Devi Dasi Ki， Shri Nam Prabhu Ki， Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki。